Natalie Meisner is an author, playwright, and actor originally from right here on the South Shore. She's written many full-length books and is an accomplished playwright. Her newest play is called Area 33 and is making its world premiere right here on the South Shore in Shelburne at the Osprey Arts Center. Natalie joins me now. Natalie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Ben. Really happy to chat with you about the play.
Before we get into the play, tell me a little bit about yourself. And you spent some time on the South Shore as a kid, right?
Yeah, I grew up in the Shelburne and Lockport area and went to Shelburne Regional High School. Spent really the first half of my life in on the East Coast. Did a degree at Dalhousie and things like that. And then I started to work my way across the country, working in theater and also studying at various places and teaching as well. So, yeah, it was like a first half of my life on the East Coast, and then the second I kind of headed out to the West.
Cool. What drew you to wanting to write a play with the backdrop being on the South Shore and specifically Shelburne?
Well, one of the things that I found as I kind of worked, like I went to Montreal for a while, I worked in on the West Coast in BC and spent a good chunk of time in Calgary where I teach and work. And I would tell people kind of some of the stories, like the very interesting stories about the fishery. Like I come from my uncles, my grandfather, and one whole side of my family, they worked in the fishery. I would talk to them about, you know, kind of what that life was like, what it was like to have a boat captain, you know, as a grandfather and uncles that worked in the fishery, and how that, you know, how those kind of tales of the sea impacted us, how it impacted the people that still stayed on the shore, how you support them, and also places like, for instance, the Shag Harbor UFO Museum, which happens to be both the second most documented, as folks around here will know, mysterious UFO incident after Roswell, and also the setting of the play. We wanted to use the Shag Harbor UFO Museum as the setting. Not so much to tell, you know, a big story about, you know, are there really aliens, but really to talk about what we believe and how we kind of construct our whole belief systems. And so we thought this enigmatic little place, like it's a very mysterious little place if you ever get the chance to stop in there, this enigmatic little place is kind of like a lightning rod for so many of the big issues that, you know, that we look at or that we think about in terms of how do we put together our stories, like who do we trust and who do we believe? And we thought the UFO Museum would be a great setting for a play to talk about some of those big issues, some of them being, for example, the fishery, how things get imported and exported, and, you know, who owns the fish, and, you know, all of those big, big issues. We wanted to talk about them in a way that was a little bit more comedic.
Yeah.
And so that's why we thought it would be fun to use the UFO Museum as the setting.
Right. And I think everybody, especially around here, has heard that story, and it's kind of good to have, you know, a familiar story within, you know, something that you're trying to do too, like a play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me about, like, I've never written a play before. So you write a play, then you decide I want to premiere it here in Shelburne. And how do you go about doing that? Do you practice it here? How do you go about, you know, getting the people for it?
Yeah, it's a really interesting process. And usually what starts, you start writing a play, you usually sit alone at your desk and kind of draft up some scenes. But that's really only a blueprint. That's the beginning of, you know, of the initial ideas. After that, you usually have what's called a table reading. So you'll have a dramaturg or a director who works with you. They get professional actors together. You read it around the table. You get some ideas. And then you go away again, and you make another draft. So Area 33 has had a few staged readings at various theaters. So it's already appeared at Eastern Front Theater, did a staged reading of it. It was also shortlisted for a Tom Hendry Award with the Canadian Playwrights Guild. And usually you have a bunch of companies that take an interest in it. And then you sharpen it up, and then finally you shop it around. So it was in that shopping it around stage that the artistic director of the Osprey, Rob Stork, and also local actress Julie Stewart, who folks will remember from Cold Squad and is a kind of a, you know, a legend in terms of Canadian theater and television. They took an interest in bringing the play back here, and we thought, wouldn't it be great to do the premiere here on the South Shore? Because it is talking about things like the fishery, it's using these local settings, and it's also written by, you know, by myself, someone who grew up here. And so we thought it would be our chance to kind of do the premiere here before it tours to other areas and really get it right. You know, if folks see the show here and think, hey, that could use a little bit of a tune-up, or you got that a little bit wrong, like, they can come and tell me, and I will make tweaks. And it's, you know, a chance to really present the stories to the people who live the real stories, because a lot of the characters are inspired by my relatives, by the people that I grew up with, and by all the really amazing stories that surround us. And we don't always know that. Like, when you grew up here, you feel like you're pretty far from the bright lights sometimes. And yet, as I went across the country and as I kind of got to know people, I realized, wow, I grew up with some really big mysteries. Like, I grew up with some really epic tales. It's just that when you live here, you don't always see it in that way. So we thought it was a really cool opportunity to bring the show back and to offer it up to people who really inspired the piece.
Yeah, for sure. And I know exactly what you mean. I'm from Shelburne, too, or in any small community in the South Shore. I think you hear these stories, and they're like these legends that you just think are normal, you know, growing up. And you tell somebody outside of, you go to school or whatever, and you tell somebody, and they're like, wow, that could be a movie, or that could be that's a strange story. But so I get what you mean there for sure. And it's like you said, very cool to, you know, bring something like this back to where it takes place and where you're from. So very, very interesting.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. And the other thing I think that is important is that like, you want to bring that story back and in a layered way, like, not to send it up, you know, not to kind of go, hey, look at this quaint little, you know, look at these people sort of fiddling on the wharf, or just kind of, you know, really doing it in a kind of like send it up for laughs way. There's a lot of comedy in the piece, but it's big-hearted comedy. You know, these are well-rounded characters. They're my aim in this play, and it's a three-hander, is that you should agree and disagree with all three of the characters and their intergenerational characters. I've got like one teenager, one come from away, who sort of sees everything happening here with the outsider's lens, and then I have somebody that worked in the fishery and is now a buyer and seller of lobsters. Okay. So all of these things that hit the news and that can become these such polarizing issues, I really wanted to tell them from different points of view and with a lot of heart and a lot of laughter.
Nice.
So that's the aim. I hope that during the piece, you know, you'll kind of go, oh, that teenager really has a point, right? And then you'll turn around and go, wait a minute, what would it be like to be kind of the middleman, like somebody trying to buy product and ship it, and how would you make your margins and that kind of thing? And then finally, how does all of this look to somebody, quote-unquote, coming from away? So, yeah.
Yeah. Where are the actors from, Natalie? Are they from around this area, or are they from away? Or?
Yeah, we have a really amazing blend of both local talent and across Nova Scotia talent. So we have Julie Stewart, who I mentioned is, you know, from Cold Squad, and she lives in Lockport, just outside Lockport. So she is a local actress who will be playing one of the leads. Then we have Christian Murray from Halifax, and folks might remember him from Just in Time. He's one of the founding members of that comedy troupe that's out of Halifax. And then finally we have Sophie Wilcott, who is a Halifax actress who is a graduate of Dalhousie, and I believe has also begun her own, works with a theater collective out of Halifax as well. So, and finally, Pamela Halstead, who is the director of the piece. She's run Ships Company in Parsborough. She's done a lot of work, Playwrights Atlantic Resource Center. So she's a kind of, you know, stalwart of Canadian theater and also maritime theater. And then, of course, some local talent here on the ground in terms of, we have a couple students working on the show who are helping us get the lights up, you know, run the lighting board and learning lots of things about theater and about the business as they do that. So I think Rob Stork at the Osprey has employed a couple young folks who are interested in theater as well.
Amazing. So the play debuts next week. Wednesday is the preview. People can buy tickets for that. It's a little cheaper. And then the actual show begins on Thursday and goes until Sunday. And tickets are online, right?
Yeah, you can buy your tickets from the 23rd through to the 27th. We really hope that you'll come out and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and give you a lot of things to think about. So come on out and come on out and see the show.
All right. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Ben.